Richtig. Ich steht in der Gemorre, die Gemorre hat gesagt, dass Jürsch ist keine der Gseile, wie Lina auf dem Messie. Nun auf dem Messie, als Jürsch ist keine der Gseile, als Ebi ist keine Messie, in so einem Zahre der Gemorre. Oi Dilma, you not keine, because die Isura aus der Jode. Because die Isura aus der Jode. Das ist so zu tun in der Gemorre. One side of you keine, one side you not keine. Sagt es. Keimen die Isura aus der Jode. Mikan Mashma, she Jürsch einoi kehefke. Gomu. אין איך הפקר גומו ווען קיין אפילו בוסער דא אסל ליד ביסוע יאכול ליק מס מן הפקר דאס איז אסל געשאר דאס איז די קאן מאשמע פון די גמור און די גמור איז דאס דער איז חיסור פון די ביסוע אסל ליד איז דער ריי דאס יוש איז נאט לייק הפקר דער יוש איז נאט לייק הפקר דאס איז דאס יוש איז לייק הפקר So, what is the chisson of the Yisur HaSaliyadei? Let him to be koine. This is Teisus Kash. If we'll say that Yush is Hefke, that Teisus, ich verstehe nicht die Gemorre, was steht in der Gemorre, that is a chisson from the Yisur HaSaliyadei. Verstehe nicht die Gemorre, as the Gemorre sagt, it's a chisson from the Yisur HaSaliyadei. But this is Shad, what is Teisus Shad? Teisus says, Mikan Mashma that Yush is like Hefke. Now the taste has a shiloh, if Yosh is like Hefka, or Yosh is not like Hefka. The taste is Mikan Mashma, I chob a raya, as Yosh is like Hefka. Because if Yosh is not like Hefka, because if Yosh is like Hefka, it's no chisorin of the Yisur as the other. So without Mavara, what's going on in the taste? What taste is clearing, what is Yosh, and taste is bringing a raya. So there's two more alchem in Rabbi saying how to learn the taste. The Nesiva, in Simon Reishta Machbeis, Siv Kotten Gimel. I think it's a miyasa this Nesivis because this is a binyan out for the whole sugya we're going to learn now. The Nesivis starts like this. Zot the Nesivis, what is Yeush? Zot the Nesivis, Yeush? Zot the Nesivis, ich halt, as the pshat is in Yeush is, not that the pshat that the other person is zeicha and the chayfet, no, the bailim is nistalek legamri, The Bailim is nistalik. What is the Pshat? The Bailim is nistalik. It didn't leave the Bailim's Rishus. It's Oymed ready that if someone wants, he could be Oymed and Zeicher. The Chesed from Yerush is that it's Oymed ready that if someone wants to be Zeicher in it, he could take it and Zeicher in it. This is the Chesed of Yerush. Nira de Layotzali de Yerush Mishus HaBailim. Ada Osili de Zeicher. So the Chesed from Yerush is it's Birshus Bailim. And it's oymed that if a person wants, he could take it. Every chayz that you're not allowed to take. Yehush, the pshat is the razam matzah that if a person wants, he could take it miyad abayim. Zot the nesivas, from where chob a raya, this is the yesod in Yehush. From where chob a raya, that this is the yesod in Yehush. Zot the nesivas, yada gmore, in bobekamed of kufte zayin, they were going in a shayoro, in the midbar, and a lion started to walk near them. So every day, someone else, they made a tour, every day, someone else had to give his donkey to the lion, like this, the lion will not eat them. And I said, give him a say them. This gekumme the talk from Rav Safra. So Rav Safra sent away his donkey. And because it was the donkey from Rav Safra, so the lion didn't eat him. So Rav Safra ran, and he picked up the lion, to be zeicher and the lion. And to zeicher the donkey. He ran and he picked it up to be zeicher. Fregt the Gemara, why Rav Safra had to be Zeicher? He was never matkir as lion. Ah, he gave it to the lion. He was never matkir as donkey. He gave it to the lion. Zeicht the Gemara, he only gave it to the lion. Adaita the Arye. Adaita kula almele matkir. He never had a daf to be matkir. He gave it to the lion to eat. If the lion doesn't want to eat it, it's bemele Rav Safra. So why Rav Safra has to make a kinyan? Fregt this is a verstehtnis. So often the Gemara bo mitzia, ha-matzil miyad ha-ri ve-adoiv, ha-rei elu shaloi, shemitiyashu ha-bayim. The lion comes, and a person is matzil miyada ariv adoyim, he's zeicha in the chayfet. Why is zeicha in the chayfet? Because we say it's a yush bailim. So mele Rav Safra was miyashim his donkey because he knows that soon the lion is going to eat him. So it's a yush gomur of Rav Safra. So if it's a yush gomur of Rav Safra, then he's miyashim the donkey. So what is the kash of the gemara? Why Rav Safra has to make a kinyan? Zog the nesivas, the pshat is very poshet. Yush never leaves the Bible. It gives a chetimtza that any person that wants could be zeichet. So if you see a lion comes to a chotzer, if you see a lion comes, and you matzil miyada ari miyada doiv, you zeichet. Why? Because if the lion comes to a sada and everyone is meyayesh, and you save it, so while the matzah of the chetimtza is in a matzah of Yush, you could take it to yourself. But lo yotzir, the Bible is standing there, and the Yush steps. The lion doesn't eat it. So the Bailim stops to be Meyayesh. Zog the Nesivas, the Bailim doesn't have to make a new Kinyan. Behind, I'll give you the Echetimtze, the Lomb is Zog the Sariber Alemol. The Echetimtze is, Lomb is Zog, you walk in, a person loses a Chayfet. He's Meyayesh. He walks on the street, and he sees a Chayfet. He has to run and make a new Kinyan or not? On the Nesivas, yeah, it's already Hefket. So if he sees it, and he's trying to run to take it, and someone else has it, the feet of the Nesivas, since on the Nesivas, it's already Hefka, so how's the person in the Zeichet? There's not nothing to say for the Nesivas. And Yosh never really left the Bailim, so now Yosh never really left the Bailim, and it's vital b'shus the Bailim. So if it never left the Bailim, it's a Bailim b'shus the Bailim, so if the Bailim changes his mind, and there's no more reason for Yosh, he's Zeichet. Those the Nesivas, from where I have a right to my side, that Yosh, is nishken hefker, it's not yoytim b'shus bailim, it's b'shus bailim till someone else is zeichen, and maybe it could be choyzer. So I'm going to see this, I have a raya from unsere Teisus, from our sugya, and that's the machvot. Teisus says, mikan mashma, that yosh eino hefker. What's main Teisus mikan mashma? So the Nesivas little pshat in Teisus like this. Yosh is chal, right? The Gemara says, why Yosh doesn't help the Gzele? Because the Yisur also the other. What is the Pshat B'Yisura Seliyadah? The Nesivis understand the Pshat, what is the Pshat B'Yisura Seliyadah? The Nesivis understand it, that B'Yisura Seliyadah means why Yenem can be Zeicha in the Chayfet, why the Ganev cannot be Zeicha in the Chayfet? Because he has a Chiyub HaShov. So the Chiyub HaShov doesn't let him to be Zeicha in the Chayfet. This is the Pashas B'Lein Hashin of HaTesis. That B'Yisura Seliyadah, the Pshat is Baal is a Chiyub HaShov. So the Chiyub HaShov stops me from being Zeicha in the Chayfet. So while I have a chiyuv hashoveh, I cannot be zeicha in the chayfet. We're going to see this. Kavanas Teisus is like this. If Yosh is hefker, so lemaisa, this chayfet is hefker today. Like every person in the world is allowed to take it, why I'm not allowed to take it? What is the shaychus that I have a chiyuv hashoveh? But in the minute that the Bailim was maskir the chayfet, it's not the Bailim's anymore. It's no more chiyuv hashoveh on the chayfet. Then maybe I could take it. What is stopping me to pick up the chayfet? If Yosh never left the Bailim, that's very good. If Yosh never left the Bailim, it's very gishmak. Why? The Chesed belongs to the Bailim. Yeah. Just what is the pshat in Yosh? Every person has a schus to take it. Zog b'yisur asa liyode, while you have a chiyuv hashove, if I care, you don't take it. You go give it back to the Bailim. So b'yisur asa liyode stops me from taking the Chesed. But if Yosh is Efker, it doesn't belong to the Bailim anymore. It's Oiz Bailim, it's Chal Efker here. The Mele, how did the Yisur HaSaliyadah could be a reason that I can't take it? But it doesn't belong to the Bailim anymore. The Mele, Zog the Nesivas, is Mucha from unsere Teisus, that Yosh is Mitam, lo mit Zog Teisus, Yosh is Lav Mitam Efker. Yosh is Mitam, that I'm my bias is so schwach, or that if someone wants it to be Zeicha, or because man shall also have Zeicha, Tadayim Birshus the Baili, Mele Pas B'Yisur HaSaliyadah to say, you don't have a schus to pull it out from the Baili. Or if Yer should be Hefker, it would be Ois Birshus Baili, and that Ois Birshus Baili, that takes a spice which can have spoken from B'Yisur HaSaliyadah. That's what the Nesivis is, Reish Tamach Beis Siv Gima. Kederich HaNesivis, Diktsoy Sachoyshen, and Simon Tov Vov, Siv Kot Nalef, also says the Zolbe Chidush that Yosh is not the Pshat that it's a Hefker, it's the Pshat that it's a Rishus that someone else could take it, and because man someone didn't take it, it's the Blayb Rishus the Bailim. Zog the Ktsoi, a Hezber and a Rai, Zog the Ktsoi says it. We mentioned yesterday Gemara Amud Beis. Gemara says, "Ze mishyayish veze eina roitzer liknes." So a person is meyayish, and the ganav doesn't want to be zeicher. So the ganav doesn't zeicher. The gabi, what the Gemara is talking about? Zotol chometz ve'avar alav pesach oimar le'arish shel chol efanecha. Like the Gemara, the Bailim is meyash. He knows after, but the Ganav Lama Zarim is a bad person. He keeps chometz and pesach. But the Bailim doesn't want the chometz. So the Bailim is meyash. Finish. He knows about it. So if the Bailim is meyash, how he could say arish chol efanecha? It's not the Bailim's anymore. Zog the Gemara. Ki amrinen ze meyash veze roitzer likmet. Aber ze meyash veze eino roitzer likmet. You don't buy it. Break the tzoyt. I don't want to buy it. Aber yenem is meyash. It's not his anymore. How I can say areishu chol efanecha? Yenem is meyash. It's not his anymore. I can't say areishu chol efanecha. How I can say areishu chol efanecha? Zog the tzoyt. Nuchach do in yeush. It stays his. I have a schus to pull it out. Zog the gemara. Ze meyash veze eino roitzer likmet. Memela, I'm not kaina. Ze meyash veze eino roitzer likmet. Memela, I'm not kaina. Zergishmak. I'm not but it's not his. I'm saying I don't have to be kind about kocher, but it's not his. It's not mine and not his. If I mask you something and you don't want to be kind, so what happens? So it's not mine and not yours. But you can't say areishel cho lefonecho. And here the Gemara says, I say areishel cho lefonecho, meaning that it stays yours. So it's a reish ain't a lot of tshuva kimat. But I listen, when you look at the other sheet, it's a reish ain't a lot of tshuva kimat the reish from the ktsay. So they the chidush ha-arim also was poshed to him to learn like the ktsay and the nesives. You see the ktsay is chayzron at a poor mall. But the ktsay from Yerush that it doesn't leave the reshus ha-baylim till yenem is reish. So let me learn through the tesis al derech the nesives. So the first derech ha-nesives tesis is poshed. Mikan mashmash Yerush ain't a kehefkev. ואם כן אפילו בסוף דעות ריאלי בייסורי יוכל לקנס מן ההפקה ועוד הוא אמר בהשלח נסיעשתי מפלני עבדי דלבו יגד שיחו אי אמרי נמדקיר עבדו יוצא לחיוס ונצור יגד שיחו לא אם משום דחמיה ישרי ומפקירוי ויהיו שם ההפקה אם כן אפילו עושה ריאלי בייסורי אגן תהיה סיפי זקה שכיוון שמפקיר זוכר בהם אלא עושה מהם נותיים מנחייך ובהפקה ונצור יגד שיחו לפי שרשוס מרבי אולו וחנמי כשמיה יש אין לרבי רשוסה לפי זה נסיב, אז בוא נזה המשך הטייסט. טייסט says, but I want to say that מכאן מוכח, that יורש is not הפקר. Because if it's הפקר, פשישכן בייסור עשה ליודי, ואז פשישכן בייסור עשה ליודי, when it's not ינן, במילה, I could be זכר in it. If it's ינן, then I have to take it out, פשישכן בייסור עשה ליודי. So it's טייסט, but I have a cash on myself. אז האופן לגמור נשת הזה. נשיאשתי מפלני עבדי, לגמור wants to say, למדה אומר, מה תקיר עד ויוצר לחיוס, that נשיאשתי מפלני עבדי, the ever becomes a בן חיוס. So first time, Loshna Gemara, it's mashma at Litam Hefka. Gemara says, when the Omar, Amat Kir Avdo, Yotza Lecheirus, Nid Yashti, we play Niyavdi helps. So the Loshna already is a shtickle mashma that it's Hefka. Right? Nid Yashti, we play Niyavdi, it's a shtickle Hefka. So it's mashma a shtickle, it's a mahalach from Hefka. It's a mahalach from Hefka, a shtickle. But Taisa means belong. Now, so the Shaila is, what is the long of Shetayla here? Taisa says that if Yosh is Hefka, the Gemara from Nid Yashti, we play Niyavdi, is very gishmak. Aber if Yosh is not mitam hefker, the Gemara deal is not so gishmad. So the Taisa says, yeah, the Gemara dozen can get in your Eitzah for the Gemara dozen. What is the shakna of the Taira in the Taisa is, the Eitzah, the Hoda Oma Ba'ashelech, kilo, it's a kash on this Yisoid, I want to say that Yosh is mitam hefker, Oba Yashelech is a shtikil mashma nishkazay, and Taisa says, no, I will answer the Gemara Nashelech. So the Fidon is serious, the Poshta way to learn Taisa is, very glad, that the source of Dvorim is Azim. If Yosh is Hefker, so if you ask me to play the Afghi, I'm asking my Eben, so he could be Zeichen himself. But if Yosh is not Hefker, it stays mine, just it gives you a possibility to take it out from me and to pull it out and to be Zeichen, Eben can be Zeichen himself. Masha kono Eben, kono Rabbi. Yad Eben ki yad Rabbi. Eben doesn't have a hand to be Zeichen himself. When you meshachach him, it's a din bayim kehechot. But he has to pull it out. Who is he to pull himself out? If I master him, I is bailing. I is bailing, I could be zeichah. So that we retain inside. The other one, I should say, I should bring the Avdi to the boy get shichu. And when I'm asking Avdi, I'll tell the Chiris, I'll get shichu. Why? Because the Yosh Avdi Kehef, 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 Hello, also meine Teile, what is the answer? Die Geheiche, der am Maske, rennt so richtig Tschichu. Das ist ein Eibschad. Lefische ein Rischus le Rabbi Olof. Och, ein Name, ich nicht, ja, ist ein le Rabbi Rischus Olof. So ich denke, the way that the Tschichu works, it's not a Meister Tschichu. It's ein le Rabbi Rischus Olof, wer ist noch ein Benchoy. It's not that it's a Meister von ein le Rabbi Rischus Olof. Und weil es ein Meister von ein le Rabbi Rischus Olof, dann mehle wer ist noch ein Benchoy. What? He doesn't need to get shichu. Ever that doesn't have reshus rabbi olof, versach ben chayim. Like when the other dies. That's the thing. That the din that he becomes a ben chayim if the bailim doesn't have a reshus. In Yerush, he doesn't have a reshus because everyone could take it from the bailim. This matter alone makes him to be a ben chayim. Ever that she'ein le rabbi reshus olof, versach ben chayim. No, so now man, even if you master up, it's not enough. Even if you don't have a reshus, you have to give a shichu, meister shichu. And if you that man, even if Yerush, I don't have a reshus on him, but I was not meshacher my head. This is one way to learn this. It's not the leichter weg. The second was the master for Reb Nocha, a bit more. The one first, the tzura fadvolim, the tzura the shmeister. Aber, the chazanish, the Bible brings it. Maybe for the Chazanish, maybe we might have a klein noy safe to have a double sholem, to have a double sholem. The Nesivus, in the end of the shtickle, in Reish Samachbeis, in the end of the shtickle, the Nesivus asks Be'etzim Akasha on himself. He tries to answer a thesis, but don't you know, when you answer a thesis, it means Akasha on yourself. As a thesis in Daf Samach MP test, thesis says like this, L'man Omer Yosh Loikonis. Right? So remember, Shittas HaThesis, Yosh Loikonis means that the Ganesh can be Zoyche, but Legabi the whole world, the Yosh is Chak. State in the Gemara Dalton, that the Manama Yosh Leikoine, so if a person has Teres, and the Ganesh stole it from him, so the Ganesh himself is not Koine, but it's a total, Teses says, that it's Chai as a Maisa. Teses clears why, it's total in a Maisa, sorry. Again, if a person steals Teres from you, the Manama Yosh Leikoine, it's total in a Maisa. Like Tesis, why is Potom in a Meisah? If Yosh Leikoni, it's not Hefker, it belongs to the Bailey, has to be Chayeb a Meisah. That's like Tesis and that's the test. Why? You write that Yosh is Chayeb Klapid again, so well, but Klapid again, if it's not Chayeb, so Tesis clears why Lemando Omer Yosh Leikoni, it's considered that it's Potom in a Meisah. Why is Potom in a Meisah? That's like Tesis. Why is Potom in a Meisah? Why is Potom in a Meisah? Flow Tesis. Why is Potom in a Meisah? Zog the Nesivus. On the Nesivus, given their Geschmack. On the Nesivus, it will be very poshut why it's Potom in a Meisah. Because Yosh is Hefke. Even if Yenin is not Zoyche, but it's Hefke. Oh, but Lefi the Nesivus that Yosh is not Hefke, Frek the Nesivus. Lefi she tells you that it's not Hefke. So Lechu, it belongs to the Bayim yet. So it doesn't have to be Potom in a Meisah. It doesn't have to be Potom in a Meisah, as they break the Nesivus. As they break the Nesivus. A Pashta Kasha. Why Gozal Peiris, the Yisiyashu Abaylin, and the Omer Yosh Loikoni, so the Omer Yosh Loikoni, it doesn't belong to the Ganet. The Omer Yosh Loikoni, it doesn't belong to the Ganet. So if it doesn't belong to the Ganet, over the Baylin was Meyash, it's Potom in a Meisah. So the Nesivus, but Adrai Pshad, it's Poshma, it's Potom in a Meisah. It's Hefker. Yenin can't be Zoycha Zayin because the Yisur HaSul Yodhe. The whole world could be Zoycha in it. It's a Hefker, it's part of an Amaisa. Oh, but let's see me, cause man, no one was Zoycha in it. It's Chayabim, it belongs to the Bailim. So why it's part of an Amaisa? And let's take the Nesivus at the end of the Shtikl and Reish Tamachbeis. So this Bible brings down from Rabbi Tzachil Chonon. Rabbi Tzachil Chonon answers that this is not a Kasha Bichlal. Because we know the reason Meisah is part of this Bible is in B'Mitzir. Why Meisah is why Hefker is Potom in a Meisah? The Pashas, you learn, Stam Hefker is Potom in a Meisah. But if you learn the Sugis good inside, Chaim was Master, state in Pasuk, Veboa Levi, Ki Ein Le Chelek Venach Lo Imoch. Yotza Zo, She Yesh Le Chelek Venach Lo Imoch. It's a Drosha. Veboa Levi, Ki Ein Le Chelek Venach Lo Imoch. Yotza Zo, She Yesh Le Chelek Venach Lo Imoch. The Gemara learns, that Hefker, that the Levi himself could take, is Potom in a Meisah. Only a Zach that the Levi cannot take is Chayeb a Meisah. Meile zog mit zikel khonon, you write that the Yosh was not yoytze mishus bailim yet. Aber weil everyone could come and take it now. So the Meile is considered the Baal Levi kele chalik van achlo imoch. The Levi could come and take it. Because it's like hefker. So every zach that the Levi could take on his own is potum in a maisa. Only zach that the Levi cannot take is not potum in a maisa. Meile does the potum maisa even though it belongs to the Baal. Even though it belongs to the Baal. So the shittas on the sivus is that Yehush stays belongs to the Bailim and the Bisuras of the other stops it, that I'm not allowed to pull it out from the Bailim. Masha'enk, and the other side is that Yehush is Hefker in Gatsun, and this was Taisus Sofik, along the Sofik, what is Yehush, and Taisus Geboit for Unzer Asugi Taki, that Yehush is not Mistalik and Shus Bailim, busy in the sivus of Taki, that the Bailim himself doesn't have to make a new Mesakinian, if he changes his mind from the Yehush to Black Zayk. Le'umas them, the Chazanish, as an all, it's choylek veish in Yudches, it's got in Gimel, the Hemshach even. It's choylek veish stark chas b'sholem, he says, Azada Yosh is Hefker. There's no sign that Yosh is not Hefker. Azada Yosh is Hefker. Azada Yosh is Hefker. Be'etzem, like the Chazanish, when the Sinzalman already was Mechiyach, as is the often a Ramban in Bov Metziyet, that you don't would pay. Ramban, the halacha is a magbiya mesir lechaveiro, ikon lechaveiro. Frag the Ramban, chav lecheiro, you chav to the Baile. So the Ramban, fault you rotsi, ve'oi, are in Isiyash, ve'yotem irashustay be'yosh. It doesn't belong to the Baile anymore. So you're not chav lecheiro. Ve'oi, are in Isiyash, ve'yotem irashustay be'yosh. The man, I'm not chav lachem. I'll be a mitzvah lechaveiroi. Zoch lechaveiroi. You're not chav to the bailim. Shari nisiyash v'yotze b'shus b'yosh. The bailim was nisiyash. So if the Zalman, in the address of the Ramban, Mucha, the loik b'shikos of an esiv, is the yosh ain't yoytze b'shus bailim. Ado ozu b'shus zaycha. In the address of the Zalman and the Ramban, in the mitzvah, zos, nikan Mucha, the loik an esiv. The Chazmish is also pushed to him, like, not like the esiv. That it's Yosem Rishus Bailim already, miyad after the Yosh is Yosem Rishus Bailim. So what is the Sofik in Unzer HaTesis now? So what is the Sofik in Unzer HaTesis? It can be that this is the Sofik in Tesis. Our Tesis says that Yosh is not Kehefka. And they're saying that Yosh is Kehefka. The Maskolet Tesis is that Yosh is not Kehefka. And the Ramban, and the Chazanish, the Tzichel Cholam, they learn Pshat, as a Vade and a Vade, Yosh is like Hefka. If Yosh is like Hefker, so what is the Sofik in Tesis? What is the Sofik in Tesis? Well, the Tesis is, the Sofik in Tesis is, as they state in Machne Ephraim already, and Simon Zion, from Tzchir Abina Hefker. The Machne Ephraim learns, the Sofik of Tesis is, not what Chalois is Chalhe. Not what Chalois is Chalhe. That's not the Sofik from Tesis, Velche Chalois is Chalhe. Not the Sofik of Tesis, Velche Chalois is Chalhe. So what is the Sofik of Tesis? Look at Machne Ephraim as well. Maybe I'll be back. Machne Ephraim asks the kasha. The halacha is, if someone stole a chayfet from you, you cannot be magdish it. Ain't a brushusa. Right? If someone stole a chayfet from you, you can't be magdish it because ain't a brushusa. Zelef yishayna shaloi, zelef yishayna brushusa. Look at Machne Ephraim, how Tesis has a tzad that Yosh is kehefka? How a person could be matkir dobo she'ein a b'rshusay? A black tzorchiyun on Tesis. Machne Ephraim fragt of Tesis. How Tesis says that Yosh is kehefker? A person could be matkir dobo she'ein a b'rshusay? How a person could be matkir dobo she'ein a b'rshusay? And they fragt the Machne Ephraim. Klo, I want to ask you a shayla. You understand the Machne Ephraim's kasha? What is the shaykh to matkir dobo she'ein a b'rshusay? I'm not doing it. Yosh is a mitzias. I'm mitzias from the chayfetz. It's a gzeiras akosu that it's not mine. Tesis had a sofek if the chalois is blue or red. It's hefker or not hefker. I'm not doing it. It's a chalois. I'm mitzias. Hashem takes away the chayfetz from me. Shaykh what Hashem did. He took it completely from me? Or he took it a little bit? No, so what's like the Machne Ephraim? How does it say that a person can be matkir dobo she'ein a b'rshusay? And that's שתי דויים מאחנה אפרים, זה פסח בן חזניש. חבי סד, in his lashonis, you know, זה, what is the topic of Tosfos? Tosfos knows that Yeush is a chalois hefker. Chalois hefker, potu min ha-meisr, it's a chalois gmuro. Tosfos knows for sure that it's a chalois gmuro. For sure Yeush is a chalois gmuro, zog Tosfos. So what is the topic? I'm doing the Maisa Hefker or it's Chal Meir? When I'm Meyash, I'm doing the Chalois Hefker or it's Chal Meir? A little bit to explain it. So here's interesting, the Chazanish rather gives us a shtick of Nusach to explain it. Chazanish explains like this. When I sell something, I get up in the morning, I decide to sell it. In fact, I only could sell things that are in my reshus. They're not in my reshus, I can't sell them. Yush is Baal Kochi, yeah? I don't want, I want it. Yush is Baal Kochi. Now, so, there's two kinds of Yush. Sometimes I'm a Yash. Now, in Zela and Aveda, I don't have to be Meyash, right? If I decide that I'm not Meyash, I'm not Meyash. I don't lose the Chesed. If I'm Meyash, I lose the Chesed. So the topic of taste is how to look at it. When I decide to be Miyayesh, it's Keilu I decide to be Maskirin or not. Again, it's a different kind of Maisa Hefker. For sure, normal Maisa Hefker, I do a Maisa Kinyan. Here, it's anyway losing for me, it's running away from me, I'm losing it, but I'm deciding to Miyayesh for it. So when I'm Miyayesh from the Chayfet, it's Keilu I'm doing a Asiye, or it's Keilu Chal Meilu. I'm a part of it, my Maisa Yeush is a part of it, or it's Chal Meilu. I'll give you a little bit of avana and you'll understand what is the more passionate by you, that Chal Me'elo that I'm doing it. Well, what is the more passionate? Lechure Me'elo. I'll bring a shtickel raya nishtase to have you understand Tosfos. Abaye has a tzad, Yeush eloi midas lo yave Yeush. Why? I'm not saying it's a kasha. Abaye has a tzad, Yeush eloi midas lo yave Yeush. Richtig? You have to have a das to miyash. Rather old Yosh le Midas have a Yosh. Why you have to have my das? Okay, it's not such a kasha. Because you can say it's not a Yosh. If it's a chalois, that can make sense. Said to borrow a safe from a person is the same shayla. Yosh le Midas, you're not allowed to, you need permission. That the Yosh is asiyah. It's asiyah duch Yosh. This was the suffix of Tesis like the Chazanish. The suffix of Tesis was Yosh is asiyah or Yosh is chal meir. Now, we have to explain. So what is the shachet that you saw us the other or not? But we'll skip in a second. Lomele, in the second half of Tosfos, we'll see that Tosfos says it word by word, the Chazanish. You just have to know the niggun to read Tosfos. Lomele, in the beginning. Tosfos, maybe Rabbi Masna says now it. Tosfos says, Meshacher Avdoi. Tosfos understands, if Yehush is Asiye, you have to be Meshacher Yehush. An Eved can't become Benchoyri Me'elom, the other has to be Meshacher. So if Yosh is like Hefker, see Heis I'm Meshacher my Eved. But if Yosh is not like Hefker, see Heis is going to be Meshacher my Eved. This is what Tosfos tried to bring a Raya. A state that Yosh could poil tach. A state that Yosh could poil tach. To Meshacher a Eved is a Raya to Asiye. Because if it's not a Asiye, if it's not a Asiye, you can't be Meshacher the Eved. And it can become the Chayr and Stam. You have to have either a Get Shichur, or a Maitre Shichur. Can't Stam become the Chayr? Now read Tosfos inside, look how Tosfos says. The Hodo Omar Be'ashir Leach, Nifiyashti Miploini Avdi De Leboi Get Shichur, Yamrin Matkir Adu Yotze Lechayrus Ve'etzor Get Shichur. Now listen, good Eloshim. Loi Mishum Dechim Mishyash, Harayu Maskiroi. Tosfos doesn't say Harayu Kehefker. Harayu Maskiroi. It's a Maitre Hefker. ויהוש עד ההפקר, אם כן אפילו עושה להיות ביסורי, כיוון שמפקיר זוכר בהם, אלא עושה מהם נתיים בזוג תאי סתרת, that אין לכנם, you don't have to have a מייסה שיחור, it's enough, שכיוון שאין לרבי רשוס עולוב, במילא יהיו בלכובה בלכוי. So the second part of the taste is זה רגיש מייקן, דה לא שנס תקי גייט, אז אין לך זה שמחנה פרייר. So it's like I make a מייסה הפקר, הרי הוא כמפקירוי, או נת כמפקירוי. Taste at the side that I need a מייסה שיחור, Says you don't need a Maisa Shichu. Abid the Bailim doesn't have a Rishus on the Eved. The Mele Vertzach Abel Choyer. The Mele Vertzach Abel Choyer. Tosfos wants to bring a Raya. No, Tosfos wants to bring a Raya. But he says, so schwer from our Gemara.
I don't have a pshat in our Gemara. It's so shver. While it's so shver, but then he's saying a different pshat. Tesis wants to learn that you need a meister shichu. Tesis says, well, can't say it because I have a kasha from our Gemara. Yeah? Now, let me get into it. About the ikir part, we didn't explain it. So what is the shaykhus now of the yisura asa leyodeh ena? What is the shaykhus of the yisura asa leyodeh ena? Tesis says, if it's kemaisa hefker, I don't understand the yisura asa leyodeh. If it's not a maisa hefker, I understand the yisura asa leyodeh. What is the shaykhus? The chalois is the same, it becomes hefker. Shaykhus, I'm doing it or it's happening? If I'm doing it, the tesis, doesn't make sense that it'll be called the yisura asa leyodeh. If it's happening, it makes sense to be called the Yisur HaSaliyot. Why? We didn't see this. It's very gishmak. If it's Hefker, I could take it. It's not belongs to the Baalim. It's not the Yisur HaSaliyot. If it's not a Hefker, I can't take it because I'm the one that's taking it from the Baalim. I can't be the one that's taking it out from the Yisur HaSaliyot. Take it very gishmak. Take it very gishmak. But if it's a niche, if it's a gom, if it's a machmeh fry, so take the suffix is, if I'm doing a Maisa Hefker here, I'm not doing a Maisa Hefker. No, so what is the suffix? So if I'm doing a Maisa Hefka, it's not Mistabah to call it the Yisur HaSaliyadah. If I'm not doing a Maisa Hefka, it is Mistabah to call it the Yisur HaSaliyadah. Why? What is the Shaykh? So, Kalor Chobos Nishin Gantz, but the Chazanish Dr. Zay, Vazem Nafzog El Chura Pshat. Chazanish says, if the Bailim is masquerade, so it's a Chalai Tafiyah. Chalais of the Baalim. So what is the chisaron of the Yisur HaSaliyadah that the other person has a chiyuv hashaveh? But the Baalim went and he was mafkir as chayfet. The Baalim was mafkir as chayfet. If it's chal me'ilov, kilu, so you could say, fakir, val yenem has a chiyuv to give it back, it's not chal me'ilov. He's stopping the chal me'ilov. Fakir, you write me'elov, a chayfet in such a matzah becomes hefker, but here it's by the gazlin, and the gazlin has to give it back, so the gazlin is stopping it from becoming yush. Fakir, the gazlin is stopping it, the gazlin is bringing it back. Mashiach, if Yenem is doing a chalois, and Yenem is matkin, what mean the gazlin is stopping? Yenem is throwing it out of his rishus. So Yenem's chiyuv hashaveh can't stop it. Again, after it's hefker, it's a question that the other person could take it. Because it's hefker. Now the Shabbos normally, if it's not a chalois, if I can't, the chiyuv hashaveh from Yenem, kilu will stop the ma'aseh hefker. Eich hab nicht azei klo. Eich hab nicht azei klo. Get me a little second, we'll be mad for it. Mekol mekoy, don't think it's source of the shmanis. We have two ways to learn tesis. Part of the suffix is a lomdish suffix. What is happening in Yerush? In the Siva Zog, that zayne chkira, zayne lomdish, does it goop in the suffix from tesis, if Yerush is mech, bershu zoycha, or Yerush is a hefker gomu, mechaznish, Chonon, and Vach Nefraim, and Avadis, and Vachaloy is a hefker. No, mekol mekoy, the shayla is, if it's a siya be hefker, or it's chalmeh. Let me get in at Rob Weiser. I'll mask this in a second more. I want to have the tzur so klar. The Ktzai Sachoyshen in Simen Shin Samach Aleph, Shin Samach Aleph, we've got an Aleph, brings down that Rashi is Choylek and Tesis, and Rashi learns that Yosh is Mitam Hefka. But Tesis Perek Merube Kosvu the Yosh Eino Mitam Hefka, Vim Kein, ודעס רשי בפרק השלח נראה שהוא מתוירס הפקר שין סמך א' סבקות מא' זוקטו בסזמיתם הפקר בין שיטס רשי סזמיתם הפקר where is the רשי? We have two רשי at least I think it's much more but about two רשי and גיטין למתחת יאוש הבי הפקר יאוש הבי הפקר רשי יאוש הבי הפקר Rashi b'metzia daf chof alef. In the Mishnah dolphin. First Rashi. Second Rashi in the Mishnah. Most mefuzorish ve'ibar simon niker ayush miyashlu ve'havilu hefker. Shezeu tam kula. Zog diktoy shitas Rashi yosh mitam hefker. Shitas Rashi yosh mitam hefker. Said. יוש את מטעם הפקר פרק דקצוי איף יוש את מטעם הפקר לפי שיטה פרשי איף יוש את מטעם הפקר לפי שיטה פרשי so what Rashi will answer and this is Kasha Taisa said by us that Yosh cannot be mitam efker. The im mitam efker, it has to help even be Yisur Asa Liyotik for the innovating. The Leshita Rashi takes a kushas at Taisa to be Yisur Asa Liyotik in my time of Likoni, but there is efker. As I break the case. What Rashi will answer on Taisa's kasha? Now, I want to be mad by Rashi, before we're going to answer it. Avada on Avada, it's Mukhach in Taisa that he learned Pshat. I'm sorry, it's Mukhach in the Ksois that he's going like the Nesivas Pshat in Taisa. But the Nesivas says that Taisa is clearing if it's a Chaloi Sefka or it's not a Chaloi Sefka. But if we learn like the Machne Frey, then it's a Vada Hefka. So Shaila, if it's a Asiya, it's Memele, so what you're asking on Rashi? Rashi only said that in the end it's a Chaloi Sefka. Over how it's happening, if it's Me'elov or not Me'elov, Rashi is going to get a rise in it. The Torah says, Rabbi Seinu acts by Mesiras, the learning tesis, like this we have to learn like Rabbi Seinu, that the Ikab Shat in tesis is a long disha sofik. Now the tesis that he himself learns like that, that the Yosei of Yosh is loinofik mishu zbailim, dosig even the sofik from tesis. If Yosh is loinofik mishu zbailim, or nofik mishu zbailim. But the sofik is nishim se asiyah, nishkin asiyah. Because if the tesis will learn that the sofik is asiyah, not asiyah, what is the tesis asking in Rashi? Rashi said in the end it becomes Efka. No, it becomes Efka. But how? Maybe Me'elov. So what are you asking in Rashi? What do you want to answer Taisa's kasha? What are you asking when Rashi will answer Taisa's kasha? Taisa's clear if it's Asiya or not Asiya. Rashi said it's a Chalei Zefka. Where's the Sira? The Torah says the Ksaisa's learning the Sosek and Taisa's is like the Nesivas and Reis HaMachbe. If it's a Chalei Zefka, it's not a Chalei Zefka. So we will learn now like Rabbi Seger, the Nesivas and the Ksaisa. But the subject of Taisa's is if it's a Chalei Zefka, or it's like nothing to choose by him, and the Osri Yadzoich. Mehr Teis ist das. Ich bin noch, ich muss es bei mir zu sagen, es ist ein Chisson von Bissu aus der Jade. Ich bin doch alle, es ist ein Chisson von Bissu aus der Jade. Ich frage dich zu euch, was ist dein Detail, auf Rashi? Das ist der Kasch. Sagt Reb Nochem, a Wort. Und dieses Wort beheißen, will give us a Stichel a Wonne in die ganze Sache bei ihm Teis. Was soll? Reb Nochem sagt das. Is a yesoidis dike machlekes Rashi and Teisves behilchois yeush koinach. So we'll bring a lot of rayas to say this. So Reb Nochem is a yesoidis dike machlekes Rashi and Teisves in the yesoid of yeush koinach. And I want to explain. Shita sa Teisves. That's a chengi. Leman da omar yeush einoi koinach. Right? Because the yisura also liyada. Right? One man the Rama holds, Yosh Koine. Is another man the Rama that holds what? Yosh Eine Koine. What happens if Yosh Eine Koine, if you take it? What happens? The Yosh doesn't work? Taisus holds the Yosh works? If a third person will take it, we said it'd be okay. Why? The Yosh works. So why the Ganav can't take it? That's an issue. So no chame. Tosi the ball. Shita sa Taisus. Then the man Omar Yosh Einoi Koine. What is the Pshat Yosh Einoi Koine? The Pshat is Be'etzem Yerem is Meyash in Gantze. Yerem Gimacht Aganze Yosh. Aganze Yosh. So why are you not Koine? Chabab Ha'esh. I can. Yankel could. I can. Yankel could. Richtig? This is Shinas HaTesis. We mentioned that the Moshe is Potom in Amaisa. Even though the Ganev is not Zeiche, or the Bailim was Meyash, it's Potom in Amaisa. That's the test. Again, so even the man the Omar Yosh Einoi Koine, Yosh Einoi Koine, the Yosh is there. So what is the Pshat Yosh Einoi Koine? What is the Pshat B'Yisur Asa Liyada? B'Yisur Asa Liyada says, you cannot take it. You have a Be'eshi. Someone else could take it. Potom in a Meisr, it's ready, Potom in a Meisr. You cannot take it. That's the Shita Satesh. Hello? Shita Rashi is Nishta. Rashi learns, weil bei Yisur Asa Liyada, the Yosh doesn't start. That's what I'm doing. Weil bei Yisur Asa Liyada, the Yosh doesn't start. We'll say maybe some more. Weil bei Yisur Asa Liyada, the Torah was not Mechadash or a Parsha of Yosh. Even a third person can't take it. It will not be put in a Meiser. It will stay completely belong to the Bible. So now about so how does Klo? Lefi Teisus Yosh ain't a koine. What is the pshat? It's a matter from Yosh. Yosh. How about Yosh? and Aveda is Koine, and Gzeila is not Koine, he has a black on him. He can't take it because he has a Beheshit. He has a black. Mayos is here and he has a black. So Tesis and Dasanach says, find a different person to take it. And put him in a knife. And put him in a knife. Why? Boalev, you take it. Yeah, you can't go. Rashi learns, Val bi Yisura Seliyode. What happens Val bi Yisura Seliyode if you Rashi? It's a reason that it's no Yosh. Explain. The Pshat is Azeh. We learn out from Azeh. Luyatsum, we didn't have a Pasuk in Aveda that Yosh works. Yosh would work? Avadanish. Why? Chavnish explained. I don't want to give it to you. I mean, it's happening to me in the fourth. So Chidush HaTeira, as you know, is a Musik from Yosh. Other Chidush HaTeira, is given as a Parsha from Yosh. Richtig? So Chidush HaTeira, as you know, a Parsha from Yosh. Und der Chidush HaTeira nicht gewinn a Parche von Yosh. Sag mir die Morde, in Gzeile hast du da bei Yisroh zu Leyode. Der Teira was never mechadish Yosh. If the Teira was never mechadish Yosh, the Yosh doesn't start. So there's no Yosh, there's no massive of Yosh in Gzeile. Only in Aveda is a massive of Yosh. In Gzeile is no massive of Yosh. Klo? Aber Razei, sag dem Lachem Azei. Now I think we'll start to chapi ha'avone in Tesis. We'll start to chapi ha'avone in Tesis. What Tesis was saying? Tesis came with a kasha and said, Yerush is not Hefker. It's only Gershus HaBayim until someone takes it out. Because if Yerush is Hefker, it's no chisorin of the Yisur HaSiliyot. Right? If Yerush is Hefker, it's no chisorin of the Yisur HaSiliyot. Baruch Hashem. Tosfos learns that the Yosh is a mitzvah that it happens. Even when the Omar loy komi because the Yisur is liyadei, although the Yosh happens. So like Tosfos, if Yosh is hefker, you're right. He was not kainer because he has a black of the Yisur is liyadei. But the Yosh is chal davar. Yes. So if Yosh is hefker, so now it doesn't belong to the Bailim anymore. So why this person that has a black can get off now and pick it and take it? It's hefker. What is stopping you to take it? Again, Yosh is like on it. You can't claim it. But Yosh is chav. Clapping the whole world, not clapping you, but it's chav. So the basis is Yosh is hefker. So what happened? It became hefker. No, if it became hefker, let the person that has a mitzvah shavah sabayda to take it and to be zeicher. He could be zeicher in every chavis in the street. It's exactly like all the other items that are standing in the street. He was matzah the chavis in Gansen. So hefker gomel the chavis. So have to go with the chayfet. What is stopping him to pick up the chayfet? This is Tesis Kasha. Now we have to go ahead and Tesis Kasha. So like Tesis says, L'chon einach enami. The reason Yelim can't say him al Yisur HaSul Yodhe. Aber apurim Yosh Lekoni because Yisur HaSul Yodhe, this is Negev to Yelim. Aber klapi the prisoners Miyash is a Yosh. So if Yosh is mitam Efke, so Yelim was Miyash in Gansin, ois chayfet birshusoy, let me now to take it again. What did Yisur HaSul Yodhe? He said, I have a Chir HaShoveh. But this is Hefker. And as Yashar, I have a Chir HaShoveh, and the person that I owe him was Mafkir all different Zachen. I can't go and take them. Nothing is stopping me from taking them. Push. Rashi Abel learned, you write that Yosh is Hefker. But the market has been Yisur HaSul Yodhe, the Yosh never started. So who owns the Chayfet now? Who owns the Chayfet? The Bailam owns the Chayfet. So Tesis Kasha doesn't start. What Tesis will ask? Was passed to be Yisur HaSul Yodhe? What do you mean was passed to be Yisur HaSul Yodhe? The Chavit belongs to the Bailim. I can't steal from the Bailim. The Chavit belongs to the Bailim. Why the Chavit belongs to the Bailim? I can't steal from the Bailim. How is Kedush to take it from the Bailim? So we have the Ashtikos of Sanochabo. So we have the Tag Ashtikos of the Hegemus of Nochastan and the whole Avada and the Ketetim of the Nesivis. The Ketetim and the Nesivis understand that the Yosh is Avad Echal, clapping Meiser, clapping the ganze Welt. So the Ketetim, if it's a Chalois Hefker, Avad Echal, the person could take it. What Shaykh is to be Yisur HaSul Yodhe? You mind that it stopped him in the beginning. But now the Chavitz became Hefker. The Ketetim arrived, the Chavitz, the Vow didn't go out. So if I want to be Zeicher, I can. To be Yisur HaSul Yodhe doesn't let me to be Zeicher. Fakert! Fakert! I have to give it back to him. And this is back in the London. I don't have a schut to take it away from him because I'm the one that I have to give it back to him. Rashi learns about the Yosh is mitam Hefker. But the Yisur HaSul Yodhe is a pshat
weil es gewinnt der Able, weil es gewinnt der Achir Vashove, leu nischadisch der Parshas Yosh.
Maybe ich stecke Lavon in dem, ich gehe auch nochmal ein Stecke Lavon in dem, why take leu nischadisch der Parshas Yosh? Ich sage, sorry, das ist der Able, es ist ein Mofen da. Hashem ist mechadisch, what is Yosh? But if a person is meyash und es chepet, it will lose his rishus. Then the Torah, in a case that someone has to take care of it, and bring it back, felt in the ganze matzah von Yosh. Fakal. You write it as a matzah of Yosh because he's losing it, but it's a matzah that someone has to bring it back. So in that matzah, it's no use bichlal. Not only klapi the ganav because I have a chiyuv hashoveh. This matzah that the ganav has to bring it back is a stir to the matzah of Yosh. So that is a stir to the matzah of Yosh. B'meila I can't be zeichet. B'meila we don't have a stir. So we could weiter learn in the Firashi as Yosh is mitam hefke, and I feel ochi. So the mice, what comes out of the Kaminas that we'll have to have in the Hemshech HaSugya? The Ikan of Kaminas will be is, the Ikan of Kaminas will be that Lefi Rashi Lemoshel, it's Poshu that it's not Poshu in a mice. Or Lefi Rashi Lechu'ure, a third person cannot take it. So then it's big Cheshbein, it's not Samachtet. We're going now with the Yesenis to Gimachleikas. I'm not going to say, if you see a Lashon HaGemore, that is Lashon HaGemore by us. Look at Lashon HaGemore. Al oidil me loidam ye la'aveide. Aveide duch yosel yode be'etere. As came in the Yisur yosel yode me verabonu lo'omo rabonu de mikvi. So the pshat is, loidam ye la'aveide. You can't learn it out from aveide. Remember there's a new problem. Yosh, koina oide koina. So the Gemore, loidam ye la'aveide. I cannot learn it out from aveide. That is the Yisur yosel yode. Remember he has a problem. It's loidam ye la'aveide. This is the essence of the Chibur Zogu. This might be Moisif, Maimer HaMuzger, as the Halt Kop. This is the Avonah Be'etzim, what we said yesterday in the Ramban. We said the Ramban learned that the Yosh of Aveda takes care of the Gan Sezach. And here we see Yosh Gzela doesn't take care of the Gan Sezach. You're right. The Yisura to the Yodah Taka doesn't take care. Two kinds of Yosh. This is Yosh the Aveda, and this is Yosh Gzela.
שלום, כל הלשון מפיצה תקליטורים ובהם שיעורים במבחר נושאים במחיר 2 שקל לתקליטור מכיל 40 שעות שיעור, כמו כן תקליטורי DVD המכילים כ-330 שעות שיעור. ניתן להזמין תקליטורים או תקליטורי DVD במשרדי כל הלשון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני cdstrudel@kohl.com. אם ברצונכם לפתוח תחנה להתנת נגנים או להפצת תקליטורים, תוכלו ליצור קשר עם משרדי כל הלשון. ניתן לקבל בדואר אלקטרוני או בפקס את רשימת השיעורים הקיימת בכל הלשון. לקבלה בפקס, הקישו 03-617-1111, הקישו 0 עם הכניסה למערכת, ולאחר מכן 5 ופעלו לפי ההוראות. לקבלה בדואר אלקטרוני, שלחו הודעה lstrudel@kohl.com. שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי הרבנים במאמץ וביגיעה. אם ברצונכם לסייע לרבנים מגידי השיעורים או למוסדות התורה בהם הם מלמדים, תוכלו להעביר כסף ישירות לרבנים על פי בחירתכם. הוצאות אלו מוכרות לצורכי מס כהוצאות, וכן כתרומה מוכרת בכל העולם. תוכלו להתקשר למשרדי כל הלשון 02-581-6622 או להשאיר הודעה בכתובת המייל dstrudel@kohl.com. תודה וכל טוב.